The top headlines from the News and Observer for June 15, 2021, including the latest on coronavirus, crime and sports. Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 15. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. It will be hot today, with an expected high of 88 degrees under mostly sunny skies. The overnight low is predicted to be in the mid-60s. In our top story, Wake County state senators sharply criticized the Raleigh City Council's push to postpone this year's municipal elections and give themselves another year in office. Senator Dan Blue said he did not necessarily object to the delay, but to the closed-door session in which city leaders agreed to pursue it. The bill heads next to Governor Roy Cooper for possible approval. In other legislative news, the state Senate wants to make suspensions and other disciplinary action taken against public employees a public record. The State Employees Association of North Carolina and the North Carolina Association of Educators both oppose the bill. The North Carolina Press Association supports the bill, which now goes to the State House. In business news, e-commerce startup Spoonflower lets artists upload their own designs to its platform, making it easier for them to create custom products. Now the Durham company has been bought by Shutterfly in a deal worth $225 million. The sale comes after Spoonflower saw record growth during the pandemic, as consumers chose to shop online instead of in person and more people turned to crafting while stuck at home. Say, have you seen a rabbit lately? Or three, or four? If you have, you're not alone. Wildlife experts say bunnies breed in boom or bust cycles. This year is a good one for rabbits, which can breed up to 7 times in 1 year. Factor in that a doe, that's a female rabbit, reaches sexual maturity at 2 to 3 months old, and well, that's a lot of rabbits. And finally, in sports, 16-year-old Claire Curzon made the U.S. Olympic team Monday night. The Kerry swimmer finished second in the 100 butterfly at the U.S. Olympic swim trials in Omaha, Nebraska, just 4 months after she won a similar event at the North Carolina High School State Championships while representing Cardinal Gibbons High. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.